Hello, my beautiful creatives, Francesca here. And this is I Just Wanna Write, a series of very short podcasts for those who, like me, are not professional writers but indulge in the pleasure of writing just because we like it and feel the benefits of it. In each podcast, I'm gonna give you a few ideas on how to practice your writing activity with fun, depth, and creative exploration. So take your time to grab your coffee, light up a candle or an incense, put on your favorite music, and let's just begin. Today we're going to delve into the topic of how limiting beliefs can obstruct our creative flow and explore one of the ways to overcome them through the power of creative writing. Let me say immediately one thing. For me, there's no such thing as people who are naturally creative and those who aren't. Instead, it's all about who chooses to exercise their creativity and who doesn't. I truly believe that creativity lies within all of us, and it's just a matter of tapping into it. Some may struggle with this concept, especially if they've never explored their creative side. That's mostly coming from our societies, which often perpetuate the idea that only artists are creative. And then there is the rest of us, ordinary people ungifted by the creative potential. But once these limiting beliefs are overcome, anyone can discover their own creative potential through simple curiosity and play. The key, and I will never get tired of repeating it, is not to approach creativity with the goal of becoming an artist, but to approach it with the innocence and wonder of a child. Daily creative practice can help to break down blocks and transform our lives. We don't become creative. We allow ourselves to be creative. We all have this innate ability, but it's often forgotten or denied. Reclaiming our creativity is a spiritual journey, as it allows us to tap into a flow of mysterious creative energy that moves through us, using us as its tool. As we continue to explore our creativity, we will discover that there are many different forms of creative energy, and it's up to us to choose which energy we want to surrender to. For me, it's the divine energy, but it could be something different for someone else. The approach to creativity should be simple and experimental, letting ourselves be amazed by the presence of this powerful force within us. The need to create and produce a piece of artwork becomes secondary when we are simply witnesses to the presence of the divine. So, don't let semantics or concepts hold you back from exploring and unleashing your creative potential. Today's writing tip for you is to write down all your beliefs about creativity and how these are influencing you, for better or for worse. And if you discover that you are hosting limiting beliefs within you, I would like you to continue to seek your own personal solution, letting the spontaneous flow of writing provide you with your personal ways to resolve them. Trust your stream of consciousness. Let it probe all directions and possibilities. Don't force it in one direction or the other. And don't expect it to give you the best solution right away. You may have to repeat this exercise several times before arriving at a result that you will recognize as the truly walkable one. Well, that's it for today. I hope you found this discussion on limiting beliefs and creative writing helpful. Remember, by becoming aware of our limiting beliefs and actively working to overcome them, we can unlock our full creative potential and let our imaginations soar. Until next time then, keep writing and keep growing. And if you want to experiment more creative writing games to strengthen your imaginative self, then come and visit my website, Gate of Dreams, where you will find these and other fun, introspective, explorative creative writing prompts, curiosities and exercises. Just go to gatedreams.com and sign up the creative writing session. You will find some details in the description below. Okay, now it's really all. Catch you later, Auroville. Peace.